Welcome to Time Audio. Enjoy. Chapter 1. Okay, so what is digital? Digital is a means by which information can be processed, stored, retrieved and transferred electronically. Although it's been around for a number of years, it only really started to take off after someone came up with the brilliant idea of transferring music over the internet. Soon after, the notion of receiving, transmitting and distributing music globally became a reality. And in that moment the music industry changed forever. I have no doubt, vinyl, CDs, DVDs and other physical formats will be around for some time to come, but with just about any kind of music now being available on the World Wide Web, the days of walking into a shop and buying your favorite recording may be numbered. Digital music was first introduced as a kind of upgrade to its older counterpart, analog. Some recording artists and producers still prefer analog, claiming it has a unique fineness or original quality that cannot be captured or reproduced using digital. The 60s, for example, is often credited as having distinctive analog recordings which seem to have a sound all of their own. On the other hand, digital is often credited as being more convenient for transmitting, distributing, storing, retrieving, and even reconfiguring electronically. As a computer-friendly format, digital can be compressed and sent by internet in various ways such as MP3 or AAC. Digital can also be burned to CD or DVD. Older analog recordings, converted to digital, can be cleaned up by having crackles and scratches removed using software such as iTunes. Another great advantage of digital is being able to store thousands of songs on an iPod. These are being improved on, and updated frequently. One of the many interesting things about digital is, it's extremely versatile and is not just restricted to audio. Motion and still photographic images can be reproduced using sophisticated digital cameras from which pictures are encoded digitally, edited, stored, retrieved and transmitted around the world via satellite to television, computers and cell phones, whilst still retaining high definition quality. Understanding how a digital format works is not as complicated as some people make think. The principle is that it operates using two basic units, zeros and ones, or zero and one, or off and on. Computers use the same function. Software is encoded digitally, using rows of zeros and ones, zero or one. You may get a better idea of digital if you compare it directly to analog. Think of analog as a speedometer in a car. The speed you're traveling is revealed by the arrow moving round the dial. Digital, on the other hand, can only function by using zeros and ones, zero or one, and may be restricted in reading the values to a tenth and between numbers. One of the many difficulties which has now been overcome is in changing digital to analog and vice versa. Interestingly, a compact disc functions by using both analog and digital. The audio sound exists initially in analog. Then, the disc is encoded digitally. In reading the disc, the player converts the audio back to analog when the sound comes out of the speakers. Digital music provides an enormous advantage to music creators. Not only can you record your music at a much higher level, you also have the means to release and distribute your own recorded music. This is a great way to promote your music independently and on a global scale.